We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholler, of course, Executive Director of the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, your group, along with K-State and Oklahoma State and the industry, putting on this edition of Canola College. You got to feel good about how many folks walk through the door.
Feeling extremely good about this, Ron, and excited. We had about a little over 250 people last year. We're looking at 400 here today with us right here at this moment. Very excited, and they're anxious to know what's the latest in the canola world.
And as you have planned this particular program, you've got something really for anybody that has, from thinking about canola to growing it 8 or 10 years.
Absolutely. We say we've got it for both the rookies and the veterans. We have Mike Stom from K-State and Josh Bouchon from OSU and others talking about the basics. And then we've got the experienced growers like Jeff Scott from Pond Creek and Dr. Chad Godsey, who is an expert in canola, talking about more advanced techniques. And then, of course, we're covering the insect control and weed control, harvest management, residue management from A to Z. It's here.
Regarding, the things that need to really happen to see this industry go ahead and continue to grow, we've gotten on up, and we've seen pretty exponential growth, maybe a little bit slower growth last year or two, but still a substantial number of acres added. What happens to make this thing pop on out to 1 million acres or more?
We started about 8 years ago with about 40,000, and this year we have 300,000 in the ground here in Oklahoma and about 400,000 in the region, counting Kansas and Texas. What we need folks to continue to understand is what it's going to do for them, not just as a standalone crop, canola as a standalone crop, which is good in and of itself, but what it will do for them as a wheat farmer. It will make every wheat farmer a better wheat farmer. It'll clean up his fields. It'll increase his yields. This whole idea was started with the idea of making better wheat farmers, and we've not abandoned that at all. Higher yields, clean wheat. We don't have a great reputation for the quality of our wheat coming out of Oklahoma. We've taken quite a black eye. Well, when you plant canola before this crop and rotate, we're seeing it being cleaned up. And this is not just coming from us. It's coming from the elevators who are seeing these benefits. And that's, if you will, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Seems like also along that same line that I've heard from more than one person down through the years that you just can't walk away from this crop. You've got to do a little more hands-on management. And I would think if you do that right, that's going to make probably you a better manager of your wheat as well.
Absolutely. This crop does take more management than wheat, but it's not an unbearable burden. You do have to watch for insects. You do have to just watch your crop conditions. It's not a fire-and-forget crop at all, but it's not undoable. And you're absolutely right, Ron. It will make them better wheat farmers also.